Good morning. Philippians 4 is a very familiar passage to us. I'll read verses 10 through 13. I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. Going into what looks like my busiest fall yet, I've been thinking a lot about what it takes to live well and what it takes to sometimes I feel like just keep my sanity during this time. And what is essential to life right now? Recently, a lady my wife cleans for gave her a stack of magazines. And in it, I found this. Now, the guys on the front especially will probably recognize that. That's kind of the classic dream car. But the cover article, Style and Design, The New Classics, 57 Essentials for a Well-Equipped Life. And so that, the cover photo for that article being a very expensive supercar, I was very intrigued by what I would find. So I paged through the 57 Essentials and picked out some of the ones that I really liked. Including a deluxe record player, since vinyls are the rage right now. That's only $4,000. There's a really great dining room table / ping pong table that's very finely crafted. The quality workmanship and the, I believe it's walnut and maple woods easily justify, they say, its $9,000 price tag. So, I picked out, I think it's 8 things here, and added up the price tag. So for me to get these things, it's going to come to $235,919, plus shipping and handling, of course. And so essentials, well, on my budget, it's going to take a really long time for me to get there. So I could criticize the decadence of the rich, or I could feel bad about myself for not being in their number. But I got to thinking, what is it that seems essential to me that maybe isn't? What are the things that to me feel like an absolute necessity to do life well, and yet to others it seems like a luxury? And so I ask God, what is that thing for me? And I fairly quickly got a response. You know, sometimes you wish God would need to think a little while before he comes up with something. This was pretty immediate. And it was time. You think you have too much going on and you don't have time to do everything you need to, when what you need is to manage your time better and to be a better steward of that. And I knew immediately that that was right. And so I've been getting myself out of bed earlier. I've been more focused in my work. And I've gotten a lot more stuff done recently. And so this morning, I'm going to invite you to just take some time. You don't have to close your eyes, but I would encourage you. I'd encourage you to do what you can to not be distracted. If that means closing your eyes, that's fine. Maybe bowing your heads. I want to give a few minutes for you to ask God, what is that thing that I'm holding dear as a necessity for life that maybe is a distraction or maybe is just not necessary? And if not that, ask him, what is that thing that is essential to your life that you are neglecting at this time? So I'm going to sit down for a few minutes, and I'd like us to think about that. And then I will close in prayer. And then I would invite you during the share time to share what God showed you. I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. We have a few minutes yet, and so I would invite response at this time. If there is someone who would like to share about what God laid on your heart, the mic is available. If you need to just think on it a while, that's fine too. Nathan?
I'm just reminded how easy it is for me to not take the time regularly mornings to really take time to hear God come quiet. You know, I do have regular devotions most of the time, but it's awfully easy not to make as much time as I should be. That's something I really want to improve on and ask the Lord to make that a priority, because there's no reason I shouldn't have time. In fact, since a year ago, I leave for work about 45 minutes later than I used to, but I don't think I have more time in the morning than I did then. And so I would appreciate your prayers, and I really want to give God my best, my all.
Stephen.
Spare time is what came to mind from God, I suppose, and I have been recently almost demanding it for myself, and I'm just thinking of it now that some people have no spare time after they're just making a living to survive. And that is luxury, and I do not need spare time to do whatever I want to.
Daryl.
Soon after Kirza was born, I discovered that I was missing something essential in my life, and that was silence. Just time when I didn't have to be doing something and I could be alone, and there was no demand on my time. And this morning I was just reminded again that I need that even in my devotional period. It's pretty easy to say I need to read the Bible, and I do. But somehow it can quickly become about me accomplishing certain parts of it. Mm-hmm. I need to read this many verses and quickly pray or I'm out of time, that sort of thing. So I think what I get this morning was I also need to remember to just listen to Jesus and talk to him and allow time of silence and meditation.
Okay, I think we'll bring it to a close with that. I don't know what David has prepared for the message today, but be listening for essentials. Be listening for what it is that God is wanting to show you that you need to live your life well. Thank you.